We continue with the prayers of the church. Our Lord Jesus Christ invites us to ask, and we shall receive, to seek, and we will find, and to knock, and the door will be opened. So we bring prayer for the church, the world, and ourselves before Almighty God, trusting in the promise of our Lord. For the church, that rooted and built up in Christ and established in faith, we abound in thanksgiving by offering our lives as instruments of serving the lost and the least of this world.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation in which we live, in thanksgiving for the abundance of life and freedom that we enjoy. For the President and Congress, and today especially praying for for President Biden's recovery from the COVID that he's contracted. For our governor and local elected officials, that all work for the common good and serve not themselves, but chiefly those who are cast down. That this nation, so divided along political lines, would repent of our hatred of those who differ from us, and based on our one common humanity, discuss our differences with reason and kindness.
Lord, have mercy.
For those in need in our community, for the family of Pastor Ray Weechen, former pastor of Zion Lutheran in Corvallis, who has been called to your eternal home, suffering from the complications of COVID. For the sick, especially those who are suffering from COVID, especially those facing long-term COVID, people about to have surgery, and those with terminal illnesses. That they receive mercy and healing according to God's will, that they find peace in the love of Jesus, and that their hearts may be opened to receive the love of God, love of Christ. For those harmed by nature or man-made disasters, for those experiencing heat crises in the Midwest and east of our country, in the South, as well as in Europe, that they may experience relief and be renewed through those who donate and do godly work for their relief. For them we pray, Lord, have mercy. For this congregation, that having been buried with Christ in baptism and also raised with him to new life, we may find ways to connect with people in our community in order to share the amazing treasure of the love of Christ.
Lord, have mercy.
In faith, we entrust our prayers to your Heavenly Father, to you, O Heavenly Father, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever.
Amen.